is Daim Shabazz, and we're at the World Open Chess Championship, and the tournament is over. Gadakhmovsky won the tournament. He beat Vladimir Milov in a tiebreak blitz match. I'm sitting with Emery Tate, who actually got his third IM title in this tournament, and I'd like to ask Emery in terms of your reflections of the tournament.
Wow, to reflections. Well, it's just over. The largest prize fund ever for a World Open. The competition was extremely tough. A lot of people showed up. I would say that, frankly, I wish some of the top players in the world were here, or so-called world, because they play in their small tournaments and they don't get to play in the open fashion. So I wish they were here so they could take some lessons or give some lessons. It would have been very, very interesting. But failing that, I can say that the tournament went well without them, and very high standard of play. That's really what impresses me most, is the high standard of play.
You ended up with how many points, Emery?
6 out of 9. 6 out of 9.
And that was, how close were you to the GM, Norm?
I don't know, but I think time will tell. If I didn't make the GM norm with the 6.5 might have done. I lost a tragic game against Alexander Ivanov when I misplayed the position completely. And the middle game position was winnable. However, I also made another error or two. So the GM norm was well within my grasp. But in this case, you know, getting my IM title is it's overshadowed any negative feeling.
I think a lot of people would say that you have had at least the strength for many, many years, and now this just makes it official. What were some of your best games that you played in the tournament?
Oh, nice. Well, actually, I'll be honest. I played a very high standard. And when you say best, that's hard to define. What impacts me really now, having made my result, is that only yesterday, for instance, I lost both my games, and it was just a zero day. I mean, there was no reason even to show up. I could have simply slept and forfeited both games because I lost them both. And I lost to Alex Vujicic. He played like a madman, possessed. He played in the style of Tal, and I lost a tactical struggle, which is unusual for me. And it's unusual for Vujicic to lash out with such fury. As it turns out, he sacrificed several pawns and I was unable to defend. And analysis proves it was quite sound. Mm. As it turns out, in that evening round, I played Alexander Ivanov, achieving a very good position. At first, I thought overconfidence killed me, but it wasn't overconfidence. I think it was fatigue. 12 hours a day of playing is too much to ask. So the American standard got me. It was my first time playing two games in a day. Prior to that, I was 3 out of 4. The 3 out of 4 was only one game a day, and but on the I lost both games on two games a day schedule. Excuse me. So as it turns out, when you asked me the question which game stands out of my mind, it was after losing two games, I played the black pieces, and I knew I had to really just, as we say in the business, I had to stop the bleeding, and to beat a very talented young man named Jake Kleiman, to beat him. With the black pieces, especially in the fashion that I beat him, generating a virtual mating attack. And he had to cough up pawns, and he went down in flames. To generate that mating attack with the black pieces was not only satisfying, but it was really intrinsic to my efforts. And had I not done that, we wouldn't be having this interview, per se, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You also beat Laurent Freycinet of France. You beat him?
And that effort was very impressive. I was impressed with my style and skills. Yet, on the other hand, your prior question said, you know, it's odd that beating Kleiman would overshadow that. But beating Kleiman was more a test of character as opposed to a test of skill. I think we've alluded to the fact earlier that my skill's never been in question, and people have questioned other factors. But having lost both games yesterday, that was, and to come back and beat Kleiman this morning with black the way I did, that proved character, and it overshadowed beating Freycinet. For instance, after all, he's a relatively young grandmaster, and he had no idea who he was really playing. And so when I dominated him the way I did, it came as a complete shock to him, but I dare say no one else was surprised.
I believe he, when, like you said, he had gone through your games and the databases, so he probably knew that you had the capability of actually beating him.
Actually, you know, I demur. I don't think, I didn't get that from him at all. I get from him that he was a young superstar, and I don't think losing was ever on his agenda. I don't think losing was in his worldview. It was just something that he has to cope with now in the aftermath.
So in terms of your future plans in chess, what are your aspirations and what do you plan to do from here?
Frankly, you know, at 47, as we say, I'm no longer a spring chicken, but I feel a renewed sense of vigor and determination. I plan on winning every game I play, A. B, the GM title's right around the corner. I'm a little pressed in other personal matters, but that's, of course, beyond the scope of this interview. So it's hard for me to give you a direct and concrete answer. Just take those elements and make what them of you will, what you will. That's the best I can answer.
Well, those are all the questions I have. I wanted to ask if you wanted to leave any closing comments for the Chess Drum audience. You have a lot of fans out there.
Yeah, of course I do. And I want to say, firstly, that I felt the support from a distance, and I felt it up close and personal with the letters and the emails that you sent to Chess Drum. I felt it in San Diego when I beat Akobian in the first round. I felt it since then. I felt it before. But now it's with a renewed sense of palpability. I really do feel it. And I hate to be redundant, so I feel the palpability of it all. And so I can only hope that it continues in the future, and I hope that for our younger students and our aspiring players, that they will study my play and emulate my style when they can, when it's possible. And I hope that that I'll have a lasting influence. I understand that I'm creating a legacy per se, and I'm very aware of that. And there's never a time when I play that I'm not aware of that. I don't play, let's say, for fun anymore. I'm a strict professional, and my standards are only going to get higher and higher. So I just want to tell the Chess Drum audience that whatever the future may bring, I think that no one will be disappointed.
Well, on that note, we'll end the interview, and I'd like to thank you, Emery, and all the best in the future.
Super. Let's go get him. Okay.
This is Daeem Shabazz. We're signing.